Arp, we know how important it is as we welcome in Bernie Macias. He happens to be the Associate State Director right here for Long Island. And he's going to tell us a little bit about the work Arp is doing right now throughout, especially during this crisis, this pandemic. And we welcome Bernard Macias. Bernard, it is always great to have you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Jay.
Great to have you. For those just wondering, Arp, what's that all about? Can you give us a brief explanation a little bit, sir, about what Arp is all about?
Absolutely. So AARP is the nation's largest nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. AARP works to strengthen communities and advocates for what matters most to families with a focus especially on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment. So we're all about health, wealth, and self.
And so the dedication, I think, of what everyone at the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization is all about, and that is empowering 50-plus and older, and that to choose how they live as they age. And I think the work is impeccable. Let's go into these tough times we're all in right now, Mr. Macias. Give us an idea what ARP is up to during the pandemic and everything else. You got something very special coming up as far as a seminar. I think it's on the 12th of November. Let's get into it a little.
Absolutely. So we're up to a lot of different things, Jay. At AARP Long Island, we're focusing on supporting our communities throughout New York State with a lot of different opportunities to connect without people leaving their home, of course. So a really great program that we have coming up is titled Writing Your Life Story. It's a virtual creative writing seminar on November 12th. With the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor. It's all part of Long Island's Lifelong Learning series, encouraging people to have fun with purpose. So members and guests actually just completed an acting class back in September and an improv class in October, and then we also have a public speaking class in December. One of the reasons why we're working on education is because education not only increases social interaction, but it enhances our quality of life and decreases the likelihood of cognitive decline as we get older. So we've found that research has demonstrated that brain health can actually be boosted through challenging and stimulating your brain. So that's one of the reasons why we're developing all these different types of virtual programming and education.
I love it. Virtual Writing Seminar, November the 12th with the theater in Sag Hall. I tell you, really, that's a great experience for all. Part of the island's lifelong learning series. And it really encourages a lot of folks to have, a bit of fun in their lives when it's tough times and everything else, but do it with a purpose. I like what it's all. Also, I didn't know this until I read about it and knowing you were coming on this morning, and in that it's National Caregiver Appreciation Month in November, right?
Yes.
Know that ARP's a part of that with a three-part series. Explain that a little bit.
Absolutely. That's right, Jay. November is National Caregiver Appreciation Month, and we have a three-part series of webinars with the Long Island Alzheimer's and Dementia Center. At AARP, we know caring for a loved one at any stage of Alzheimer's or dementia can be extremely stressful and emotional. And in order to provide the best care, caregivers, they need to take care of themselves and be the best selves, be their best selves. So all of our one-hour long seminars are on Zoom. They start at 11 a.m., and they are absolutely free. They're brought to you by AARP Long Island. There'll be a virtual yoga for caregivers on Wednesday, November 4th, hosted by United We Own. And then on Wednesday, November 11th, we will host another webinar entitled Tips Caring for My Loved One. And then on Wednesday, November 18th, we got Caring for the Caregiver, a webinar to help prevent caregiver burnout. So for more information and to register, you need to check us out at aarp.org/Long Island.
There's some great events coming into play in November. That's going to be a big-time month. Listen, we know, we're talking with Bernie Macias, by the way, does a great job, ladies and gentlemen, as being the Associate State Director for Long Island for ARP. You know, everybody kind of home now, and it's about self-quarantine, Bernie, we know. But also it's about staying physically active, emotionally fit. And quite frankly, I love what ARP is doing in this regard as far as the yoga series is concerned. Give us an idea what that's all about and when does that take place?
Sure, yeah. So our yoga series has become very popular. We have a weekly virtual yoga series on Tuesdays that can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/AARPNY, or you can also follow facebook.com/AARP Long Island for more yoga. Each session includes mild movement routines, breathing exercises, and body awareness meditations that can be practiced within the comfort of your home.
Great stuff. And it's important because, you know, we're all kind of locked up here for a good portion of the time. And it's so important to, you know, keep your mind fit. That's key. Physically fit, no question, but to really keep your mind generating and stuff. That is absolutely key here. Now, you've spoken to us before about many offerings of ARP and voter engagement. And, you know, listen, we're 2 weeks out now. What kind of information do you want the folks to hear right now as far as what they should know? 2 weeks out, big election, we know. What about that?
Thanks for asking, Jay. Yeah. Yes. Election Day, November 3rd, is rapidly approaching us. So our AARP Protect Voters 50-plus Voter Education Initiative is in full swing. We want to make sure that people know all the options for voting safely and are aware of some deadlines. So first, they should mark their calendars that early voting starts on October 24th through November 1st. You can find out more on how you should vote by going to your county board of elections page. Second, and if you have decided to use an absentee ballot, you'll want to get that in the mail right away. Ballots must be postmarked by November 3rd, and you still have until October 27th to request a ballot. All these important dates and deadlines and links to helpful resources are available on our New York State Voter Guide page, aarp.org/NYVote. Yes, voting is a little different this year. Just remember that all New Yorkers, all Long Islanders have three ways to vote this year: absentee, early voting, and on Election Day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Early voting, by the way, folks, takes place on Saturday. How about that? So it is getting close. So we've learned a lot here, Macias. How can we learn all about these great virtual programs, the healthy lifestyle tip, adults? Give us the old way where people can kind of head to the website.
Absolutely. So we're offering many ways to keep folks engaged and informed online by visiting AARP Long Island's website and social media platforms where you can find out what's happening. You can learn how to participate in free conversations with local and state leaders who talk about issues such as health, finances, or scams happening in your area. So please connect with us. Connect with AARP at aarp.org/near you. Or go to our page directly at aarp.org/Long Island. Or you can always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/AARP Long Island to learn more about all our at-home virtual activities, online classes, our wellness programs, our yoga programs, upcoming virtual events, volunteer opportunities, and initiatives like AARP Protect Voters 50+. Thanks for having me, Jay. Have a nice day.